More Mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Good morning, Calvin. We have you in the studio today here.
Yes. Yes, you do. I am in the studio
here. You are in the studio for the Yorkton Terriers.
And it was a split over the weekend.
Yes.
Big win over the Battlefords. And, and then those Bruins did it to us again.
I don't know what it is about the Estevan Bruins. It's just... But yeah, no, you know, beating the number six junior team rated in the country is never a bad thing. And three times this year.
So. And here the other night, it wasn't just, you know, sneaking by him. No, the Terriers took it to him.
Oh, no. I took it to him, ran by him, stopped, had a bite to eat, went back, and kept going.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a really good game on Friday. Again, couldn't move it into Saturday, but great crowds for both games. Very loud, very awesome. Proud, and it was awesome. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, on top of that, you also had the Terriers out yesterday near the access pool in the Gallagher Center, too.
They were near the access pool
while I am in the
studio. Access Communications had their free swim yesterday, so they offered free swimming from 11 till 3, offered up some free grub, whether it was a burger, hot dog, and fries. And then the Terriers, we had a group of the boys out yesterday. I keep calling them boys, young men. I feel so I'm old. But yeah, we had a group of them out yesterday, signing autographs, taking pictures with people. It was a good time.
Awesome. It's always great to have the Terriers involved with everybody out in the community and just getting out there and getting to know everybody.
Absolutely. Again, one of the big things I know I said at the beginning of the year was trying to integrate the team back into the community more and more and more. We've done a great job of that so far. We still have more strides to do, and we'll continue to do that going forward.
And speaking of things that are continuing, we're into the last week of the
last 4 days.
Ticket blitz.
Yeah. 4 days.
Yeah,
that's it. Wait, like after Thursday at midnight, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Last chance to get these amazing prices and get your name into that $4,000 travel voucher from Out of Here Travel again. $200 for a season ticket is absolutely amazing. $400 for a family pack is ridiculously amazing. Again, it's $385 a ticket.
Yeah.
You're not going to find deals like that anywhere else. And someone actually said to me on Saturday, I was talking with one of the fans at the game, and he said to me, a friend of mine, he's like, "You're basically giving these tickets away." I said, "No, we're not." And he said, "It's $385 for a family pack ticket." And the reason, and I said, "Well, it's not giving away. What we as an organization want to make it sure everyone knows is we want everyone there.
Yeah.
So we want to make it affordable for all of our fans to be able to be in the arena for every game, cheering us on, supporting us as we want to support the community. So again, these numbers are to make sure we can do that.
And the thing is, when you're at the game, there are multiple other ways to support the Terriers. There's the 50-50s. You can go to the doghouse, you know, and there's other charity nights or other fundraising nights that happen too.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of things you can do. Again, whether it's through the season ticket blitz, which again, we're at 550 right now, looking forward to inching closer to that 1,000 within the next 4 days. But again, yeah, like you said, you've got the Remax Blue Chip Realty 50-50. You've got, we have tons of prizes that we give away. I've been working my tail off trying to get more and more and more. Wonderful game day sponsors continue to help out with prizes for that. More than anything, what we want to create is the best atmosphere possible to enjoy both the game on the ice and in the arena throughout.
The players feed off that energy.
They absolutely do. As I said, we had 800 and I think it was like 820 on Friday, 840 or something like that, or 835 on Saturday. And it was a loud 800. So again, the boys will feed off that, and the fans feed off that too. Like the more interaction, the more cheering and everything, it's just going to get better. And I will say this, we're testing out a new cup coming up in the Terrier store. So we've got some new loud cups.
Ooh, okay.
I'm bringing in 30. We're going to see what everyone thinks of them, and if they go well, we'll bring in more. We got a couple sponsors, Cameo Pizza and Mainstream Meats, helping us out to bring these in. They hold like 32 ounces of beverages.
Beverages.
And also, they are a noisemaker. If you've never seen these before,
okay.
One cup, two purposes.
Nice.
It's fantastic. I'm sure they hold slushes as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great for everyone.
Very multi-purpose.
So I'm hoping to debut those this Wednesday. We'll see.
Which is our next home game.
Yeah, we play the Kindersley Clippers. Looking forward to that. 7 o'clock puck drop. Kidsport is our sponsor for the game, so we're going to have some fun games, both the first and second intermission, and there's going to be a special puck drop, and also an award given out for a volunteer, so it's going to be a wonderful game.
Very cool, and don't forget, when it comes to the 50-50, 9 a.m. game day, you can start buying your 50-50 tickets online.
That's right. You know what? If you can't make the game for whatever reason, we'd love you to be there, but if you can't for whatever reason, YorktonTerriers.com, go there and click on the 50-50 banner right at the top of the page. Get yourself involved because, yeah, I think the last four have been over $2,000.
Yeah.
Take home.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're continuing to work on that and continuing to push that out because, again, at the end of the day, we want to make the experience overall the best it possibly can be going forward. And we've got lots of good plans coming up. Do want to make mention of this. We are bringing back it's now been turned into the celebrity dinner.
Oh,
yes. It was known as the Sportsman's Dinner before. Mm-hmm. It's a celebrity dinner is what the name of it is. And that's going to be happening April 20th. You can get your tickets now. I believe we've got a post on there already. We're going to get some more information on the website. And how you can get tickets for that. It's going to be a great time. Tons of great speakers, great prizes, great food, and it's just great. Looking forward to it. And more news coming up of more events in the very near future coming up as well. So lots of exciting things happening. Main one right now is trying to inch closer to that 1,000 tickets sold, and we're at 550 right now. Hopefully by the end of the 29th, we are very, very much closer. So
come out, support the Terriers, help them as they push toward the playoffs. Next home game Wednesday night when the Kindersley Clippers come to Westland Arena.